Robocalling phone providers are getting cease and desist letters from the FCC. Some cool technology announced at CES 2023. A new artificial intelligence that lets you have conversations with famous people. And how to not fall for the new pig butchering scam. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for up-to-date scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 117. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Thanks for tuning in with us. That's on every Saturday at 2 p.m., and we post all of our shows and bonus content on computerdoctorshow.com. Again, computerdoctorshow.com. We'd love to hear from you, so give us a call during the show with your computer, internet, cybersecurity comments and questions on our open studio line, 520-790-2040. Co-hosting today, we have Mike, cast of the Unscrewed Theater.
Hello.
A.K.A. Rick from Pawn Stars.
I get Rick from Pawn Stars a lot. The similarity is amazing.
It's there. I didn't realize it until somebody made it. I said, you do look like him. Very good. All right. So also a reminder to please support our sponsors for the show, Perfection Auto Works, for all of your car's needs. For the best time to fix a problem with your car is before it takes your wheels out of commission. That's why Perfection Auto Works has the free 26-point inspection, so you can get your problems fixed before they happen. For an appointment, call 520-323-8650 or perfectionautoworks.com. We have a great technology show for you today. So here's some of the tech news that is breaking this week. So robocalling, right. We know what robocalling is.
I do.
And it has made us think twice about answering our phone half the time. And these days, even the caller ID doesn't seem to be much help because they can
be spoofed.
They can be spoofed. Any phone number can be showing up there. So it's kind of left up to the intelligence and the street smarts of the person answering the phone as to how trustworthy that call really is after that conversation has started. Now, we've already talked about this in other shows, but one of the main ways that you can prevent this from happening is by not answering your phone as hello.
Right.
Hello is the buzzword that the algorithms and the computers listen for. If you answer your phone with hello, you're basically just allowing them to go further into their scam.
What's recommended?
When you call me, I'll say Aaron Moss or Computer Doctor Tucson, Aaron speaking.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. That is the preferred way because that throws their system way, way off and they don't know how to respond because they don't know if you're a recording. They don't know if you're a message machine and they're trying to figure out what to do next.
Gotcha.
And when they can't figure it out, the phone call will disconnect.
Good to know.
And you're off the hook. literally off the hook.
Literally.
So what the FCC has done is they have identified two more phone services that are allowing apparent illegal robocalls to be made to recipients in the United States. The two companies, which are called Sipphony LLC and Voltic Incorporated, they were both sent cease and desist letters ordering them to conduct their own investigations and to block the illegal robocalls that are being made through their system from their clients.
Okay.
If the companies fail to comply, the FCC... Oops. If the companies fail to comply, the FCC has the power to block all of the traffic from their servers from reaching their callers.
So
that's good. And unfortunately, that is the level that it has to take.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, there are some scam baiters out there on the various YouTube and other social media avenues that they've found ways to hack the hackers, of course, but the FCC is doing their job, so hats off to them.
Good job.
Also, some cool new technology announced at the Consumer Electronics Show, that CES 2023 held in Las Vegas. Were you able to go? I wasn't.
Not this year. I tagged along with my son about 5-6 years ago. However, I was not able to get in because I was not part of the the tech industry. So I just enjoyed Vegas while he went.
Well, you should go with me because I'm in the tech industry.
I will happily go with you, sir.
I can go. I can get in there.
Love it.
So here's some of the, I mean, there's lots of technology that was announced, lots of new technologies that were released. And some of the cool things are two things that were noteworthy. Number one is the smart watches. So smart watch is essentially you have to charge them up. You know,
just like a phone.
Just like a phone would. But apparently they're developing this new watch band that's loaded with all kinds of technology. It has solar technology. It has temperature technology where it can get power. It can generate power from the warmth of your skin, solar, and even the movement of your arm.
Kinetic energy. Oh,
so
wow.
There's technology inside the band.
Okay.
And then you take this band, you put it on your watch, and now your watch can be charged up through the band.
That's brilliant.
That way you don't have to charge up your phone. You can just leave it on, and you'll always have power. The nice thing about it is one commentator was even mentioning how useful this can be because all the communications companies, the Apples and the Samsungs, they're trying to find ways to have SOS features in their technology so that if they're stranded, they'll still have power to get a signal out through satellite or whatever. But none of that will work if you run out of power.
Exactly.
So you have to have some sort of alternative type of power where power can be generated on the person. And that's where these watch bands start to come into play. So that's an interesting technology.
Very.
That is set to be released April of this year, and the cost is going to be about $100.
Not bad.
The name of the company is called B-Heart.
B-Heart.
Okay. So remember that. Also released at CES 2023, wireless TVs. And this should fix the wire problem. So you have your main TV, big screen TV, and how is it that you get the TV signal to your TV? It's usually through a bunch of wires, and then you have to snake the wires down through the wall or behind the TV into some sort of TV
or
stand
or some. Yeah,
right. You have to hide the wires. You got to do all this. So what Samsung and other TV manufacturers are doing, they have this technology called wireless TV. So basically you have the TV and all it has is just the power outlet. Just has power.
Right.
No other wires. There's a second box device that goes with the TV that beams all of the content directly to the TV.
Right.
And all of the wires are in this other box. And the other box can be by the sofa, can be under the table, it can be possibly in another room. And all of the connections are in this other box, and it beams the signal directly to the TV.
Amazing.
Not only that, in some systems, you can actually have multiple TVs connected to one box. So let's say that you're in a large house, and you want to watch a TV show, and you want to walk throughout the house, and you want to see the continuation of that show or stream or whatever it is that you're watching. Mm-hmm. You could actually watch that on multiple TVs from one streaming box, one beaming box. Transmitting box. I guess that's the name that they're giving it. So those are some interesting technologies to look for. So that was CES 2023. Now we do have we're going to be posting a link on our website, computerdoctorshow.com, so you can see more of what is happening at the CES 2023 weekend, this weekend past. Okay. Now we're going to have some fun.
Okay.
Okay. Either this week or the week prior.
Right.
There is a new service that we're going to go into. I'm going to tell you what it is after we have fun with it first.
Sure.
Okay. It is this service where an artificial intelligence that lets you have conversations with famous people.
Right.
So the question is, have you ever wanted to ask a question directly to people like Elon Musk, Billie Eilish, Joe Biden, Albert Einstein, Kanye West, Alan Turing? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I have decided for this show to have a quick conversation with Elon Musk.
Perfect.
Okay. Now, bear in mind, the things that I'm going to be asking Mr. Musk will not be the real Elon Musk, but it will be an AI Elon Musk, and it will be of what Elon would probably say.
Right.
Okay. with all of the knowledge, because there's a lot of knowledge out there of what he has said, what his companies are doing. So if I ask him a question, this AI should be able to do
produce an answer
that Elon
at least
would
in
do.
The vein.
Okay, so we have Elon ready to go here. So what is our question for Elon?
What about keep hearing questions about the a lower priced Tesla?
Okay, that's right. So I'm going to type in what will be the lowest price Tesla this year. Okay, and let's see what we have here. Okay, Elon is now messaging back. He's saying, right now you can buy a Model 3 for $40,000 before federal tax credits. The biggest improvement in the next generation is not priced, but speed less than 3 seconds from 0 to 60 miles per hour. There are plenty of other improvements as well, both in Tesla's software and the hardware of the vehicle, including a next-generation battery that will be released later this year. Now, I happen to know that there was supposed to be a Tesla that was supposed to be under $25,000.
Right.
So I'm going to ask him specifically about that.
Okay.
So I'm going to say, will there be a Tesla under $25,000? Okay. Elon is now messaging back. He's saying, yes, we are working right now to bring that down. The battery is the most expensive part of the car. True.
Very true.
But we are working hard on a low-cost battery. There's lots of innovation behind us, but the biggest improvements will be mass production at scale and new technologies where we have... Oh, hold on. That will be released later this year. Oh, hold on. Tell us more of it. Our biggest improvements were the mass production at scale, but new technologies where we have a better cost structure and the cell is more of a commodity. We don't want to talk about the specific pricing we will have because we think we can get more value into the product. But our goal is to make an incredibly electric car that is less than $25,000 with self-driving.
Wow.
All right.
That's pretty good.
Pretty interesting stuff. Okay.
Pretty interesting. What's the name of this service?
Okay. We're looking at the character AI. So we have a question here that we're going to ask it. So if you're interested in having conversations with famous people in AI format, you can go to character.ai, the website. It is a beta version. I believe it was released this week as part of the ChatGPT systems. So instead of getting generic answers from a generic AI, you can have a specific answer answered by a specific person in the style of that person. So here's our next question. Are you going to buy General Motors? That is the question. Okay. Let's see what he says. I may have mistyped that a little bit. He says, not likely. GM does produce some amazing vehicles already, like the GMC Hummer EV, which is incredibly quick and has great technology. They also have some really great tech in their other vehicles as well, like the Cadillac Escalade EV. I'm a big fan of those vehicles and really appreciate their excellent engineering. Their upcoming electric cars look pretty awesome as well. I'm a big fan of their Ultium platform.
Okay.
And it's great to see that they are scaling that at the speed that they are. I've got nothing but admiration for their engineering and their team, but I don't intend to acquire them. Okay.
There you go.
Wow. All right. We have Charles Heller on line one. He has a question about what we're talking about. Hey, Charles.
Hello, I'm surprised Elon didn't say those are not the droids I'm looking for.
that would have been a clever response.
Yeah, I don't think that's what they're trying to do with it. But I got to warn you, you've just hit your limit. If you ask him one more question, they're going to bill you $8 a month on your phone.
Under the blue program, or is it green this month?
All right. No, I think that one's called the too many questions protocol. All right, guys, have a nice day.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Charles. So if you're interested in doing that, check out character.ai. But at this time, we're going to take our midway commercial break with a word from our sponsors. Up next, science and tech history from this week, and how to not fall for the new pig butchering scam. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
According to my calculations, this must be the place. Are you the proprietor?
Yeah, I run the place.
Are you perfection?
You just blasted a hole in my building. Hey, don't I know you? You're Marvin.
I need a new horizontal situation indicator for my 2023 Martian maggot.
Let's see, I've got one in stock.
And do you have an Illudium Q36 explosive space modulator?
No. That could destroy the Earth, right?
Correct. Mine does not seem to be working.
Well, that's a good thing. We don't need any more help with that. We'll fix your repair problem. Your Martian maggot is ready for takeoff.
Do you accept uranium?
Yeah, it's as good as gold.
Finally. One good Earthling. In all the universe, there's no place like Perfection Auto Works. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at computerdoctortucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with Mike co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Before we get into our next segment, Mike, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
Well, Unscrewed Theater, we're located at 4900 East Speedway, Suite 39. You can't miss our sign. We do all ages-appropriate shows every Friday and Saturday night at 7:30. And next Saturday, or I should say the last Saturday of this month, last weekend of this month, is our 9th anniversary as a theater. We've been open 9 years now, mm-hmm. and we're having some special shows. So love to see you out there.
All right. Super. Go out and support the Unscrewed Theater. Unscrewedtheater.org is this website.
We are a nonprofit.
There we go. And we're going to take a look back at science and tech history. So we have one thing that happened notable. What do you have for us, Mike?
Yeah, I thought this was very interesting. January 16th of 1968, 55 years ago, AT&T announces the designation of 911 as the universal emergency number.
That's right. 911 turns 55 years old. Oh. Obviously, we're very grateful for that.
Yep.
The other thing that's noteworthy as well, this week is also the 6 month anniversary of the National 988 that was launched last January. What was it? January. It was
January 16th.
About
July 16th.
July 16th. Right. So that's been in operation for 6 months. So again, dialing 911 will get you police, fire, ambulance, mm-hmm. but 988 will get you the help that you need if you're facing a suicide or mental health crisis.
Yeah.
Now the phone number prior to 988. Nobody even remembers. So that's one of the reasons why they have this quick three-digit number.
Yeah.
And one of the main reasons why if you live in Tucson or if you live in Arizona, you now have to dial a 10-digit number for all your phone calls instead of just a 7-digit number. So we are now in a 10-digit phone number system. So welcome.
With those two exceptions.
Exactly. Here are some quick announcements. If you work in Australia, so our show is online, so there might be some people that are in Australia that might be listening into the show. But It's very interesting what's happening there in technology. If you work as an Australian in healthcare, beware of the VLC player program that has been found to have some malicious injections. So injection basically refers to in hacking terminology. An injection is when you find a weakness in a program where you're actually able to enter in additional code into a line or into a form, either online. And with that one line of code, it gets someone further down the line of hacking that server.
Okay.
And if they keep on adding lines and injecting, they can essentially line by line change the entire function of that site.
Holy smokes.
So you want to be careful with, now if it's to the right type of website, they can gain access to a server. And if there's not somebody at the controls watching it, you know, constantly, before you know it, they can inject something that has some real bad results, you know, down the line. So we want to be careful of that. Also, the Australian fire departments were recently hacked, compromising data and current mainly of current and former employees, contractors, secondees, and job applicants. The breach is not affecting their fire response times.
Good.
So it just goes to show you that nobody is really exempt from being a target from hackers. So make sure you keep a good relationship with whatever your IT personnel is. Okay, here is our last story for the show. How to not fall for the pig butchering scam.
I have not heard of this at all.
It's new. It's brand new. Pig butchering scam. So just think of a pig being... I don't know why they call it the pig butchering scam.
That seems odd to me too.
But here's how it works. So you can have a quote-unquote so-called friend that will friend you, and you'll start talking to this friend, and ultimately, the conversation will lead to them telling you their story about how they made so much money with investing their money into this cryptocurrency.
Oh, gotcha.
And then they show you the cryptocurrency, and then they show you how much money they made in the cryptocurrency, and they show you all of their stats and how much money, how much little money they put in, and how much money that they're getting out of it. And what does that do for you? So, well, let me put a little bit of money in there. You know what? Your money will grow.
Yeah.
You throw $100 in there, next day it's at $300. Oh.
I should
have put more money in there yesterday because I could have tripled it again. Well, let me put $1,000 in. Let's see. And basically, you keep putting money in and money in, and you keep seeing your numbers go up and up and up.
Right.
And at some point in the future, the entire thing is shut down because the whole thing was being controlled by this so-called friend. And they shut the whole thing down, keep the money, and you never hear from them again.
Sounds like the modern day
Ponzi scheme.
Ponzi scheme, yeah.
Is what we were talking about before the show. So the Ponzi scheme, if there's actually a documentary about it on Netflix, the Ponzi scheme. And basically, it was basically about a guy named Ponzi. He created a fake product and he sold it. But the product didn't really make much sense, but the people that invested in it didn't care. All they knew was that it was making money and that they were getting returns. But when they would qualify for these returns, they would such a lot of the people would just say, well, just reinvest it and reinvest it and reinvest it. So he ended up just collecting and collecting and collecting money to the point that it got to the point where it was just
and
really
then
out of control.
Took it on left.
There we go. Before we wrap up, we just wanted to thank our sponsor, Perfection Auto Works, again for sponsoring our show. Stop by their location at Speedway and Craycroft for your free 26-point inspection. As always, do not click unverified links or emails or text messages. Use a password manager. Always look at the address bar. Check activity on your bank statements regularly. Enable two-factor authentication. Verify all incoming and outgoing calls. Back up your system to the cloud and listen to the Computer Doctor Show live on Saturdays and posted as podcast on Tuesdays. If you missed any part of this episode, go to ComputerDoctorShow.com, click episodes, and find episode 117. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. My co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater, Tom Fairbanks, is at the control board. Stay safe, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at ComputerDoctorShow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to the Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.